Hey everyone, welcome to episode 2 of Curves and Cocktails. I'm so excited to continue this journey because you guys gave me such great feedback on my last one and I was super nervous to post it, but you know, nobody told me they hated it. So I really wanted to continue to just talk to you guys about shit that I've been through in my 20s. And this episode is going to be called Left That Bitch in Miami, because we all had traveling experiences, either with males or females, but the ones that I really remember the most are the ones with females. And I've lost friendships going on vacation with people, because that's when you really find out who you're dealing with. People act funny on vacation, and I could be guilty. I could have been acting funny too, but these situations ain't about me. These are about other people. But I promise you, I'm a good person to travel with. I'm just real chill. But there are some like etiquette that I am going to talk about, because people just really do weird stuff on vacations. And I think people need to talk about what they expect when they go on vacation. And of course, it's a go with the flow type of thing. I'm not asking for people to write down, oh, 8 o'clock we go to breakfast, 9 o'clock we do this, 10 o'clock. I'm not that type of vacationer, but there are certain people that, you know, act like that. But I ain't got time for that shit. But I just wanted to tell you guys a few experiences about the stuff that I've been through traveling with a group of women. And so my first time I ever went to Miami, early 20s, like I said, I don't even think I was 21 yet. I think I was 19. And so I ain't know no better. This was like my first time ever leaving from home. So when we got the hotel, you guys, the hotel was not it. But we were thinking like, it's our first time here. We're going to not even be in the room. We're about to just get dressed, be out, you know, eat, take a shower, be out type of thing. Not even really sleeping, because I never really slept like that. I never really enjoyed the room for a long time when I went to Miami. So it was about 5 of us. And we all agreed to get this hotel. So this is not something that, you know, we booked while we was in Miami. This was like something we been booked, drove to Miami, saw the pictures and everything. So you guys, we opened the door and it was like a basic ass room. It was nothing special about it, but it was clean, but it was nothing special about it. So two of the girls, they walk in the room and they're like, hell no, we're not staying here. Fuck that. We're getting our shit and we're leaving. So I was just like, oh wow, like it wasn't to me that bad. But I was just like, okay, so if they leave, they get another hotel room, they're not getting their money back. Like, we already split this hotel room 5 ways. We were just going to make it work, keep it pushing. Because it's not like we were inviting people back to the hotel. It was just us. So they ended up leaving the hotel room and getting a hotel that was maybe like $300-$400 a night. I remember it was a really nice, fancy hotel. So that's fine with me. If you don't like the hotel room, you want to, you know, spend that cash to go upgrade yourself to get something nice, that's totally fine with me. But if you're going on a girls trip, I would imagine you would want to do girls trip activities. We get to Miami. We ain't never see these girls again. I kid you not. It was like we went, me and my other two friends, we went out to eat. We went to shopping. We just did like Miami shit that we never did before. You know, walked down Ocean Drive and just, you know, hit up a lot of stuff. And back then, they wasn't really checking IDs, because I know I was like drinking and stuff. So, and I was getting into the clubs. So one of the things I distinctly remember was we were in line and the bouncer, I told him like I was 19. So he was like, you know, you got to tip me to get into the club. So I was like, okay, cool. I tipped him $10 to get into the club. And so the girls, the other two girls, they finally wanted to hang out with us. And they were like, where you guys at? Where you guys at? And we were like, yeah, we're at the door. Come on. Like, if you're coming, come now. So they get to the door. And then the bouncer was like, she can come in, but your other friend can't. And that was the first time I've ever witnessed, I guess, discrimination, I guess, about how someone looked. But at that time, I'm not going to lie, I was ignorant about it. And I just chucked it up because I was just like, well, y'all wasn't with us the whole time. This probably could have been a smoother process. But, you know, he legit told the girl that she could not get into the club. So she ended up going back to the room. And it was just such an awkward thing because her sister came in with us and left her other sister to go back to the room. So for me, I was just like, damn, that's fucked up. But, you know, I had fun at the party. But in the back of my mind, I was just like, that was fucked up that time. But their attitude after we left the club, it was just such a, I'm better than this. I'm bougie. I'm a bad bitch. I'm this. I'm that, like, the entire time. And it just rubbed me the wrong way. So I just knew, like, I wasn't on a vacation with them because it's like, if we book something together, yes, you are free to do some stuff by yourself. But I'm like, come on, you're on a girl trip. We do nothing together at all. I found that very weird. So that was one of the times when I realized, like, all right, I'm going to try not to do a big group again. So later on, this time around, I was in college, past 21, and one of my homegirls was like, yeah, let's go to Miami together. And I was just like, well, how many people going? She told me it was only going to be 3 people. So I was like, okay, cool. 3 people. That's a good number. We get a nice hotel in the city. This time around, I wasn't playing no games. I was like, I need a good, nice hotel. Still affordable, but, you know, I'm not going to try myself with, like, the first hotel I ever got in Miami, right? Y'all, we get in the car, we pack the car up. Mind you, this girl has a 2-door Honda Civic. So we're driving to Miami. She got like these big ass speakers in the back and the music is booming. So it's 4 hours to get to Miami. So that was strike number one for me. I'm like, girl, can you please turn down the music? You got these speakers on 10,000. I'm not even going to have eardrums by the time I leave Miami. So she was like, oh, well, let's go pick up some of my other friends. They're in Fort Lauderdale. They're not too far away. Do you mind? And I was just like, well, nah. I really liked her. So I was like, her friends got to be hella cool, which her friends were hella cool. Y'all, it was 4 bitches walked out the house. And I was just like, wait. How are all of them going to fit in the car? It's already 3 of us in the car and there's a 2-door car and I'm already in the back seat. This time around, I was skinny. I wasn't even like this, you know, thick, but it was a lot. So I kid you not, you guys, it was 4 of us smushed in the back seat. One girl had to sit on someone's lap. They had all their luggage on top and we had to spend like 1.5 hours or however long it took us to get to the hotel. So that was strike number 2. But, you know, I'm already there. So I'm just trying to just enjoy the most part of it. So we get to the room. The room is nice. It's in the city, like I said. And we just start talking about the price of the hotel and how much we paid. So come to find out, she charged me the most money out of everybody. And I was just like, well, why did she charge me that much and she only charged you guys that much when we're all going to be in the room at the same time? It's not like these girls were visiting or anything like that. We were all legit staying in the room for 2 nights. So I had to have a discussion with her about that because I'm like, all right, you already played me with the speakers. You already played me with the girls in the room. I'm like, you're going to have to take off some money. Give me some money back because you did not charge these girls the same amount you charged me. And she was just like, yeah, my bad. I didn't know. not everybody was going to come. It was last minute, blase, 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 whatever. So she ended up, yeah, giving me some money back, whatever. But it still pissed me off because I was just like, you don't do that. Like, if you knew that you were going on vacation with someone and you were booking the hotel, make sure that shit is booked even from the damn penny if you need to, because this type of stuff could cause a fight and ruin the trip for everybody. But since I didn't drive, and that's another thing, since I didn't drive or whatever, you know, I just had to shut up and deal with it, right? For the most part, I shut up and deal with it. But the girls ended up being like super hella cool. And if you ever been to Miami, you know, the nightlife is just, it's lit. It's sometimes it's just like no other because it's always celebrities. It's easier to be a woman in Miami than to be a man because they're always charging guys like crazy prices. But we did good, you know, typical shit. I've been to one club, been to a mall, did the club stuff, did the party stuff. And now, you know, we're going back home and I have to deal with all the girls sitting on my lap, on my cheek, on my foot, all this other stuff. So we get back and we're driving to Orlando. Mind you, we was drinking the night before, still hungover. This girl got the music up to 1001. And I'm legit telling her to turn the music down. I'm not about to listen to this loud ass fucking music until for 4 hours. And she was so pissed. And I kid you not, you guys, as soon as I walked out that car, we never spoke again after that. And that wasn't even like we didn't get into no argument. I don't know if it was because I asked her to give me back some money for the trip or if I kept on telling her to turn the music down. But if you go on vacation with a bunch of people, you have to be somewhat accommodating to something. You cannot just feel like because you're, you know, you're hosting a trip that you can have the music up 10,000 degrees for 4 hours. Like, I don't care. It doesn't work like that. You have to be accommodating in some sort of kind of way. And also, especially if you overcharging some people for this and not charging people for that, that's not fair to me. But overall, like I said, I never spoke to the poor girl again, but I'm still cool with her friends on Instagram. So I guess it wasn't that bad of a trip, but I would just never forget that because me and her were hella cool. And just so some way, somehow, I never seen her again. It was just, I just never seen the girl again. So my last trip, this was actually not in Vegas. I mean, not in Miami, but it was actually in Vegas. And I was friends with this girl for years. I mean, 10 plus years. But this trip took the icing on the cake for me on why I would never be friends with her, because this trip was important to me. I planned this trip and it was a birthday trip for me. So when it's my birthday, like I love celebrating birthdays. I love celebrating life. I love celebrating me, shit. Especially if it's my birthday, I just love it. So I got the hotel, and when I got to the hotel, I told them it was my birthday. Could they upgrade the room? They were like, yeah, let's upgrade your room. Happy birthday. So we got a nice-ass hotel, nice-ass view. I've come a long way with the hotels, let me tell you, because a girl would almost sleep anywhere to go on vacation. But now, I don't really play about where I sleep. So y'all, we get to the hotel, everything is cool. And so I decided I want to book a makeup appointment because, you know, it's my birthday and I want to be pampered. I want to feel good. I don't want to have to worry about anything. So, like I said, everything was cool. But once she found out that I booked a makeup appointment, instead of asking her to do my makeup, the shit hit the fan. I would say it was probably like 8 o'clock that night or whatever. That girl did not talk to me again till the next following day. So mind you, my birthday was at midnight. So I'm thinking I'm with my girls. We about to go to the club. We about to have fun. We about to turn up. She ruined my trip with her attitude. That's another thing. You going on vacation with people, I'm fine with you having an attitude about certain things, you know, maybe wanting to go home, blah, 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 not feeling good. But you cannot do that on someone's special day. No matter what, you put your pride to the side, you enjoy that person, it's their day, you do not ruin it. So it don't matter if the bitch don't want you to do her hair, her nails, her toes, her eyelashes. If she books an appointment to get something done, you have no business or right to even talk about it. You just supposed to shut up and sit there and enjoy it. Like, why are you being so mad because somebody doesn't want you to do their makeup? It's unheard of, but it happened to me. So, especially with someone who was such a long time friend, this is not somebody I had just met, nothing. This was somebody I was friends with for years. And that type of stuff, it just rubbed me the wrong way so bad. Like, I would just legit never forget that. So, like I said, we was out to eat, and then it was like, I had to say, oh, it's midnight and it's my birthday. And it was just kind of just like, happy birthday. Because the tension in the air was so thick, you can cut a knife with it type of situation. So we get up, we leave the restaurant, we go to the club. It was nothing fun about it because, like I said, the girl was big mad for whatever reason it was. And I'm not even bashing her. Like, if she hear it, she's going to know. That's exactly how she acted on the trip. So I was just not feeling that. And just because it was my birthday, I just knew from that day I would have never been friends with her. But since we was on vacation, I was like, you know what? Let me put my pride to the side. And then we also invited another girl on the trip. Like, but this was very last minute. She ended up being in California and she was just like, hey, I'm nearby, I'll fly in. And we already had paid for everything. We were probably already on day two of the trip. But the girl kept on saying, the girl who ruined my birthday was just like, well, you should make her pay. You should make her pay. But I was just like, for what? She's not even spending 24 hours with her. Like, why would I make her pay for anything? Like, what am I supposed to do? Charge her by the hour? Like, she's just stopping and visiting. Not you guys, not even 24 hours. But if we were wrong for that, my bad. But other than that, I was just like, she didn't really spend that much time in the room. She wasn't a part of the planning process. She was just, you know, jumped in and wanted to celebrate with me. So, of course, I wasn't going to say no. And she did offer to pay for some of the room, but I was just like, no, like, I'm not going to make you pay for it. Like, I don't see a purpose. So the trip ended up being cool. You know, she came, she kind of broke the ice, I guess, and we had a really good time. But at the end, you know, I'm back home and I just moved to Atlanta. So I'm figuring out how to pay bills because a girl never paid a bill in her life, really, besides a car note here and there, car insurance, you know, phone bills. So my rent was coming up. So I texted the girl who ruined my birthday and I was just like, hey, it's now Friday. And that's another thing. If you're paying for the trip, make sure you get your money back because people are going to try to play you like you're not about to do anything to get your money. So I was just like, hey, it's Friday. You said you were going to pay me for the trip. I need my money because I need to pay my rent and everything like that. And she's like, oh, well, I'll pay you in 2 weeks. I don't have the money. Y'all, when I tell you I was driving and I had to pull the fuck over because I was just like, you're not about to play me like that. I was like, I don't care if you got to borrow the money from your mama, your cousin, your brother, your auntie. You're going to owe them that amount of money. You're not going to owe me that amount of money. And so we legit going back and forth in the text message and I get an alert from Bank of America saying that my money has arrived because apparently she didn't have the money, but now she had the money, but whatever, right? So that's the type of thing, like, if you're going to say, like, hey, can you pay for my portion of the trip? I'm going to pay for it on the 9th. You better give these people back their money because your ass can get beat up for that. Or it could, something that can ruin your friendship. But some people really don't care or don't think that stuff like that can ruin friendships. But I kid you not, ever since that day, I never spoke to that girl ever again. No matter if it was from 10 years ago, 20 years ago, it was just like a lot of stuff built up. And I feel like that trip just, I guess, solidified why we shouldn't be friends anymore, because I just don't like selfish people or people that don't, you know, I don't know, go by their word or just be nice, or it's just ridiculous. So I don't want it to make it seem like all of my trips have been negative. That was maybe like 10% of 90% of trips that I've been on. I've had such great experiences, but I've also heard horror stories. I personally haven't had a horror story, but if you're going on a girl's trip, make sure your ass got money. Because I'm tired of hearing people going places with no money at all and just booking a flight and going there and just hoping for the best. Because sometimes people aren't going to cover you. You got to realize, like, you're an adult. You're going someplace. And if you want to stay in the hotel room, that's totally fine. Stay your ass in the hotel room. But don't be complaining that you don't have no money. Like, if you seriously don't have no money, I would just suggest don't go on vacation. But if you want to just walk around and not do anything and not eat, okay, you could do that too. But I personally just would not go on vacation if I just didn't have like some sort of budget that I'm able to spend and enjoy my time with my friends. And also, if it's going to be a whole trip, it's going to be a whole trip. But you need to let people know from the beginning. If you're going to be disappearing the whole time, looking for a dude to pay for you, let us know in the beginning. Because if I'm going on a girls trip, I need to know where my friends at. You know, sex trafficking is big. Shit be happening. People be getting kidnapped. I don't got time for somebody to be getting kidnapped on my dime. So that's another thing. Like, there are people who go on trips that just look for men, look for, you know, to be taken care of. But yeah, some spontaneous fun stuff happens. But if that's what you're going to be doing the whole time, let me know. Because I don't want to be having to look for you, think about like, oh, is she okay? Anything like that. You leave the room, not tell nobody. That's just not cool. Like, we're protecting each other. We're going someplace and we're wanting to be safe. Do not put your friends in danger. And it's sad, like, people still act like that to this day and put their, you know, friends and family in danger just disappearing for a dude that they met that night. So it's just like, you know, and especially if you're going on a trip with people that you've never met, you know, it's interesting. Like, I've been on trips with people. I went to New Orleans and I went with a young lady that I never met, and it was like hella cool. We were all on the same page. We were all on the same vibe. We went out to eat. And sometimes I didn't even want to eat at the restaurant, but I still went to the restaurant. So it's kind of like, you know, just be open. Sometimes people don't want to eat at a certain restaurant. You know, drive them to another place or walk to another place so they can grab food and eat something that they want to eat. You guys don't always have to do, you know, the same thing, but at least have, you know, I guess, communication. I probably could have did better, but like I said, this was in my 20s, and especially the first two stories were like in my early 20s, and I didn't give a fuck back then. But as I grew older, and I knew like the value of friendship and what I would do and what I wouldn't do on a trip, it had made me more aware as a woman, like, this is the type of vacationer that I am. So there are some people who ask me to go places with them, and I'm never stepping foot on a plane, on a motherfucking train, in a car, going nowhere with them, because I already know how I am and how I vacation. And like, I'm not that turn up girl anymore. But back then, you know, it was whatever. Like, I was down for whatever, but now I ain't down for whatever. Like, I'm not. But yeah, so that's it pretty much. To make a long story short, overall, you know, I don't regret not being friends with these people anymore. If we ever cross paths again, I guess it's a conversation to, you know, to have. But overall, I mean, I'm not missing anything without having them in my life. So, you know, I hope you guys enjoy this. Like I said, the title is called Left That Bitch in Miami and maybe in Vegas. But it's real life and it happened. And I've grown as a person, and those, you're not sometimes meant to be friends with somebody forever. Like, trips really do show people true colors, how irresponsible they are, or how bougie they are, or how, you know, mean they are and selfish. It can go, you know, a different way, and it's real life. And even though somebody may think, like, you know, these situations are childish, but it honestly did happen to me. But like I said, I've had wonderful trips because I know my traveling style now. And like I said, it's like now if somebody asks me to go someplace, I'm very cautious because I'm not just traveling with just anything, anybody, if I know you type of thing. But if I don't know you, I might travel with you. I just pray for the best. So, yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode, and I'm looking forward to recording episode 3. All right, thank you guys for listening. Bye.